From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another bold Taliban attack in Afghanistan. Five Taliban gunmen are holding a number of civilians hostage as they fight security forces at a military housing block near the Kandahar airport. Earlier Tuesday, Taliban suicide bombers attacked the complex, killing 18 people. Nine of the suicide bombers were killed. Christopher Stenton is a South Asian analyst at the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
It seems the strategy is to try and make sure that they're not forgotten about. Dr. Ghani, the Afghan president, is going to Pakistan for the Heart of Asia conference where not just Pakistan and Afghanistan are talking, but lots of foreign ministers, including the Indian foreign minister. And I think the Taliban are saying to people, look, we may have a few issues in terms of who's actually leading us, but we're still out there and you still need to consider us.
The Taliban briefly occupied the city of Kunduz in early October before being driven out by security forces. New unrest reported in Central African Republic, where protesters reacted to news that former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's elections. At the UN Tuesday, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian security crisis.
The recent spate of violence that erupted in September in the Central African Republic has generated additional refugee populations within the region and gross human rights violations against local populations, particularly in Bangui.
Mr. Bathily pointed to groups like Boko Haram and the Lord's Resistance Army as responsible for the deteriorating security environment in the region, called for a summit of Central and West African leaders to address the root causes of terrorism and radicalization. This is VOA News. A series of attacks by Nigerian jihadists on islands of Lake Chad are displacing thousands. The Chad director of the UN World Food Program says her agency has assisted tens of thousands fleeing insecurity, with thousands more expected to flee this month. Mary Ellen McGroarty warned the situation is worsening as the attacks by Boko Haram militants become more frequent. Suicide attacks on Saturday in the region killed at least 15 and wounded dozens. David Miliband of the International Rescue Committee, meanwhile, visited the Fufori Transit Camp Tuesday in Adamawa State, Nigeria, saying thousands are in need of short-term humanitarian assistance.
That's a big challenge for any country, for any state, and for one that, like Nigeria, is one which should not just concentrate their minds, but also bring attention and support from the international community, and that's why I'm here.
He says the refugees, many who fled to Cameroon to escape Boko Haram violence in Nigeria, are often confused about whether it's safe to return to their homes. Russia says it has for the first time struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from submarines positioned in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said cruise missiles targeted two positions near the extremist-controlled Syrian city of Raqqa. The Russian defense chief said more than 600 suspected IS targets have been struck by Russian warplanes in just the past 3 days. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking in Paris, Mr. Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18 in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. The United States is reviewing reports Iran carried out a ballistic missile test last month in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power said Tuesday the U.S. is conducting a serious review of reports and will take appropriate steps if found to be true.
The United States is conducting a serious review of the reported incident. I don't actually have more details to share at this time. And I don't want to get ahead of the work that people are doing inside the U.S. government to see if we can confirm it. But as happened last time, if we can confirm it, and if there is a violation of any U.N. Security Council resolution, we will come here and we will seek appropriate action.
U.S. officials say the test was conducted November 21st and the missile traveled within Iranian territory. The World Health Organization says the number of malaria cases worldwide has dropped. The number of fatalities from the mosquito-borne disease has fallen to below 500,000 in the past year, about half the level reached in 2000. Prevention methods, including bed nets and indoor and outdoor spraying, are said to have averted millions of fatalities, primarily in Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.